The Hoopheads Podcast is brought to you by Head Start Basketball. Welcome to the Hoopheads Podcast, broadcasting from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm your host, Mike Klinzing from Head Start Basketball, and on today's episode, we'll be talking about the top 8 ways that you can impress your basketball coach. How can any basketball player catch the attention of their coach at tryouts or during practice? What are the things good coaches are looking for when they watch a particular player? This list that we're going to go over today is a great place to start when you want to make a team, earn more minutes, or gain your coach's respect. Doesn't matter if you're a youth player, middle school player, or a high school player, anyone can apply the concepts that we're about to talk about and impress their basketball coach. Number one, when your coach is talking, listen and pay attention. This may seem simple, but for young players with shorter attention spans, it can be difficult. Try to make eye contact with your coach. When they look at you, your eyes should be looking back at them. I know this is a big thing for me. When players are staring up at the ceiling or looking down at their shoes, you're not really sure if they're listening. So the kids that are listening and are looking are ones that impress me. Whatever you do, don't dribble a basketball while your coach is talking. And if your coach is speaking directly to you, nod or respond verbally when your coach is done talking. That way, they'll know that you've understood what they said. Don't fool around in line or on the sidelines when you're not participating in a drill. This is the quickest way to turn off your coach. If you have a friend on the team that's always playing around, don't stand by him. Guilt by association is powerful. This last statement is key. Coaches hate when players don't listen, but coaches love when players do listen. Number two, hustle. Your coach can teach you how to shoot, how to pivot, how to execute a crossover dribble, and just about any other skill that you might be able to develop, but they can't teach you how to hustle. That comes from inside of you. Hustle during drills, hustle to the coach when they gather the team together, hustle during games and scrimmages. Hustling is never wrong. Don't be embarrassed because your teammates aren't hustling. You can always lead by example. Hustling's not a skill that can be taught. It's a mindset that you must bring to everything you do on the basketball court. Number three, be the best at something on your team. A coach will always have room on the team for someone who's the best at a particular skill. The best shooter, the best rebounder, the best passer, the best defender, the best ball handler. Become the best on your team at a particular skill, and trust me, your coach will notice. Number four, communicate. Good coaches love it when players talk out on the court. Talk on defense, talk on offense. Communication helps make your teammates better. It makes it easier for the team to function together as a unit. Great players are talking to their teammates constantly. They call out screens, they direct teammates where to be, they point out cutters, they encourage their teammates with positive talk. "Hey, nice pass" is an invaluable comment that goes a long way towards building up team spirit. Number five, don't let mistakes affect your effort. Everyone makes mistakes. That's how learning occurs. Don't compound your mistake by pouting or not continuing to give your best effort. And never let a mistake become two mistakes through lack of effort or concentration. The worst thing that you can do is make a mistake at one end of the floor and then stand and watch the action at the other. Nothing good ever comes of that. Try to learn from your mistakes and then correct them the next time. Number six, be a leader. Demonstrate good sportsmanship at all times, during practice, during games. Be enthusiastic at practice. No coach wants to beg and plead with you every day to get you to play hard. Be a good teammate that other players want to play with. Share the ball, be positive, and play with passion. Number seven, show up early. If you're the first player at practice every day and the last to leave, trust me when I say your coach will notice the extra work you're putting in, not to mention the improvement in your skills that's going to take place as a result. Be ready to go the moment that the tryout or practice starts. If you're still putting on your shoes or tucking in your shirt when practice starts, you can bet your coach will notice that. Number eight, be confident. Remember, skill building is confidence building. The more you train and develop your basketball skills, the more confident you will be. Great players are confident. They're not cocky. Great players have the attitude that they can compete with and beat anyone. Great players know that they put in the work. All great players have a little swagger that says, I've worked harder than you, and I believe that I can beat you. Coaches love confident players who will take on the challenge of guarding the other team's best player or taking the last second shot. Put in the work and be confident. Players, coaches love to find kids who fit this description. 6 out of the 8 items on this list have nothing to do with basketball talent. Developing those skills is a mindset. Combine that mindset with relentless practice, and you'll be on your way to impressing your coach and reaching your basketball goals. Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, brought to you by Head Start Basketball.